Okay, real talk for a second before we dive into this mess. It's 9:47 p.m. on a Wednesday. I'm editing this episode, and I just got an Instagram ad for a $400 scalp purification ritual while reading about climate refugees. And you know what? I almost bought it, because that's exactly the kind of broken human we're talking about today. We're living through the end of the world, and our brains are like, but what if I buy the expensive self-care? Could this fix it? Spoiler alert, it can't. But we're all going to keep trying anyway, because what else are we supposed to do? Vote? In this economy? So welcome to the 30th episode of Apocalypse and Avocados, where we're going to talk about why we're all coping with face masks while democracy dies, why we're more afraid of AI than fascists, and why I just spent 20 minutes researching Japanese head spa treatments instead of calling my representatives. We're a mess. You're a mess. Everything's a mess. But at least we're a mess together. Let's get into it. It's July 2025, and somehow we're living in a world where people are more concerned about their wet eyelash look than the fact that democracy is hanging by a thread. While Texas drowns and Ukraine burns, Americans are Googling Japanese head spa treatments and pretending everything is fine. Welcome back to Apocalypse and Avocados. It's Peter, and I'm joined with Sean.
Hello.
Possibly Carissa, if she ever decides to get out of the gym. How are you doing today?
Oh, you know, feeling weak and powerless.
As you should. Welcome to America. So there's a lot of things going on in the world. Texas has its floods, which was absolutely insane. It was a foot an hour for 25 feet, right?
It was something crazy. It was like the same amount of water that falls in over Niagara Falls or something along those lines.
Yeah, I did hear that. That's nuts. How many gallons is that? It's like 25,000 gallons, isn't it?
Something crazy. Your mom sent a video on it. It was an astronomical amount.
Yeah, it's tragic, though. It's a tragic event. It was preventable. It shouldn't have been happening. But I was doom scrolling the news about the Texas floods the other night. Rest in peace, 109 people dead. And my Instagram ad was, I got it right after, and it was literally for a $200 face mask. Like, what the actual fuck?
People died by putting on this expensive face mask made with gold and panda tears.
It's crazy, though, but I've been looking more into this, and apparently this is a big trend in the makeup industry in America, especially when some sort of natural disaster or huge catastrophe happens. Americans flock to self-care.
In a way, I see how it makes sense that people want something that makes them feel good when there's something going on that makes them feel so bad. They want something that makes them happy, I suppose. But I think marketing based off it happening, or increasing marketing because you know that people are that way when there's been a tragedy, is kind of fucked up.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it's a little crazy that this is how Americans cope with it. And they see these natural disasters, and the first thought is, maybe I should donate that to a skincare routine rather than the people that are suffering right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another thing. If you have $200 to drop on a face mask, maybe you could donate some money to the people affected.
Yeah, it's just absurd.
That might make you feel a little better.
And just to name a few things, it's absurd that the trending searches that go on during this, like lipstick, perfume, Korean skincare, these things are all uptick right now. This ridiculous turmeric soap. Have you seen this?
No.
So I didn't know about it until recently, but it popped up after I had seen this face mask, and it was just, it's like this antibiotic soap that they put on, and it's made with turmeric, and it of course, popped up after this face mask because I had saw something about the Texas floods, I guess. And they're just like, there's this connection with it, I guess. But I did a little deep dive on this, and apparently the searches for this soap have gone up 3,400% since the Texas floods.
That's
for
interesting.
Soap.
Is there some kind of correlation between the soap and, or is it just because their marketing has increased since that happened because they know?
I honestly don't know. I think it's more of a marketing tactic because they know that Americans are going to flock to self-care. So they start flooding their feeds with it. But 3,400% is nuts for a soap to go up like after a natural disaster like that.
And you said it was searches or sales?
Searches.
Searches.
Okay. Yeah. So there is also another trend that I'm not sure that you know about right now. The wet lashes look.
Oh my.
This also went up during an event.
Is that like Aquaria's mermaid look where there's stuff hanging off of her eyes?
No. That would make more sense. So it's those crazy ass 80s spider lashes that you see that are like clumped together without mascara.
No.
Yeah, those are that's the issue right now. And they're like they're getting these things because they have this wet look. But this is in direct correlation to the Ukraine wars, Russia invading. So 8,700% the searches have gone up after Russia did that massive attack with the drones on Ukraine. I don't understand why.
Okay. It almost feels like because something bad is happening to someone, these people need to adorn like a new look.
Adorn themselves.
With something that makes them feel connected to them in some way. Maybe you're crying a lot, so your eyelashes are wet, or maybe you're because of the tragedy that's going on in your country. So now they need that because that's how your eyelashes have looked in your videos. So now theirs need to look like that so they can feel some kind. It's disgusting. Stop preying on people's tragedies.
Right. I agree. Do you think that this is them preying on it, or is this just Americans' way of showing sympathy?
If it's a way of showing sympathy, it's a pretty fucked up way of showing sympathy. To me, that doesn't say I'm being sympathetic. To me, that's, oh my God, you look so pretty crying, so I want to look like that.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's an awful way to think about it.
But that's how it seems to me. It's just, it doesn't make sense. Yeah, so I just feel like in the U.S., people are so, and everywhere, but like more in the U.S. than other places, they're so focused on being the main character that when there's something massive going on for other people, they want to somehow include themselves in it. That's where my mindset was.
So you think we're just a bunch of narcissists, which is not wrong.
Yeah, I suppose.
But I think it's guilt. I think Americans feel guilty about what's going on in the world, but they don't necessarily want to get involved. So they're just doing all this ridiculous thing to make themselves feel better. But anyway, while Sean and I were deep in discussion, Carissa has arrived.
Back from the gym.
I'm back from the gym. I had to get my workout.
Welcome, Carissa. How are you doing?
Good. Very good now that I've worked out. Crazy chaos at the gym tonight, by the way.
Oh, geez.
There was a monk working out, off, which I've never seen before in my life.
That's awkward.
Monks freak your brother out.
Yeah. I was wondering if he took a vow of silence, and I was like, thank God I didn't see the fight that happened after, because what would he have done if he took a vow of silence? How do you stop that?
But if he took a vow of silence, is he allowed to grunt?
He didn't make any noise at all.
Oh, that's weird.
He was like punching the punching bag and not making any noise.
Very strange.
Remember when we went to the...
the Abbey?
I was going to call it the monkery, and I'm like, that is not what it is.
No, it was the Abbey.
But yeah, and the monk came down in their robes and you like
jumped. I had to get out of there.
He jumped back.
It was very like Friar Tuck. I couldn't do it. Like, this is so awkward. I need to leave. Anyway.
Because I wasn't expecting them to be in their robes.
He was in his robes and sandals in the gym.
Ew.
That doesn't seem safe.
I would have been out.
I don't know what was happening. But then all of a sudden he was gone.
So do you think he's jacked under those robes? Because I think that would be a fantasy for Gaze.
Did you?
He might be.
Did you question whether or not it was a hallucination because he was like just gone?
I did. But then I wasn't the only one that saw it either. So
they do have shared hallucinations. But anyway.
I digress. I have Tourette's. Sorry.
Anyway, we were talking about the whole issues that were going on in the world and how they're in direct correlation with some sort of natural event or disaster that's going on. But just to talk about it for one more second, because I had one more thing I wanted to say. Did you guys know that here in America, we spend $24 billion on skincare while our infrastructure literally is crumbling?
That's insane.
That's crazy.
And for what? Why are we so shiny? Why does that help?
I think everybody wants to just look younger.
Yeah, but I think that right now the Korean glass skin thing is a trend and everyone just wants to be shiny like a K-pop star.
I want
to
try that.
I'm guilty of it myself. I love Korean skincare, but I also love UK skincare, which is what I'm on right now. But I don't do it to make myself feel better about the issues that are going on in the world.
Right.
I just do it because I found my first wrinkle and I don't want to get any more.
Now that Peter's 40.
35. They're coming. As of yesterday.
They're coming. Oh, yeah. The wrinkles are coming now.
Oh, yeah. Peter just celebrated his birthday. He's now dust in gay years, just like me.
Welcome.
Wow. At least I don't age like milk, like you Caucasian people. Anyway.
Ouch.
People still think I'm younger than you.
That's because you're tiny. Anyway.
Wait. What? I had something to say about the last thing. Sorry. I got distracted. Have you guys heard about the Mountain Dew conspiracy theory?
No.
Mountain Dew always releases a new flavor right before something bad happens in the world, typically in like the United States.
I never knew that it was
pitch black right before 9/11 or something like that. There was one right before 9/11 though. Anyway, there was another one before. Pitch black was before a bunch of outages or something along those lines. Anyway, I'll put the video on our social media because I don't remember what all of them are. But anyway, there was one, and this video was put out in like May, and the creators of the video mentioned the new Mountain Dew Mango Rush, and they said that it sounded like there was going to be some kind of flood, and they were talking about Texas. And I know this is completely ironic, but the fact that there was then a flood in Texas is like just absolutely insane to me.
They were talking about how there was something to do with where they sell the most Mountain Dew, and it's in Houston, Texas. And then they're like, oh, there's going to be a flood in Houston, Texas. And there was a flood in Texas that year. So anyway, so speaking of completely losing our minds, can we talk about how we're supposed to save democracy while we're still living paycheck to paycheck?
How are we going to do that?
Exactly. Listen,
I can't even save myself.
We're in the point where we just sold our house. So now we have funds and we don't necessarily have the financial struggles. But before that, like, we're sitting here doing Sezzle and Afterpay so we can get fucking groceries in the house. And Sean and I are making really good money. And I feel like this is an issue that happens with a lot of people, not necessarily millennials, just a lot of people right now. They can't afford things, so they're having to break shit into four and hoping that they have the money by the next paycheck.
I'm not saying that I don't Sezzle or Klarna anything still.
Yeah, but now it's more of a, oh, okay, I don't want to pay the entire thing right now.
That's why I do it.
There's something nice about not having to pay $400 right up front, because it's just... Can I do it? Yes. Do I want to do it? No, not really.
No one wants to do it. But the fact that people have to settle or Afterpay just to eat.
Yeah, that's a little crazy.
Yeah, that was us for a while.
I didn't know you guys were doing that.
Oh, yeah. We did it a lot.
You should have just eaten here.
It's not. It's not that. It's, oh, okay. I've just paid everything in my house. I only have $100 left right now to last me until the next time I get paid. So let me Sezzle or Afterpay my groceries, because if I only spend $25 now, I can get $100 worth of groceries.
Yeah.
That's more. I feel like that's a lot of people's issues, or and we're struggling with that, and we're supposed to like have some sort of sympathy for these congressmen and senators that just don't see the average human. So how are we supposed to save democracy when we literally can't save ourselves?
It's not happening.
Right. And the anxiety epidemic, like that just keeps upticking and everything. We're sitting here, we're panicking. How are we going to do this? How are we going to pay for our pets and all that good stuff? And we're just getting more anxious and crazy. And we're just contributing to big pharma, which, as you guys know, goes back to our congressmen and senators, goes right back in their pockets.
Yeah.
So do you feel like that's just a way of keeping us in a certain station, or do you think there's no correlation between that?
Oh, absolutely.
I agree. I think there is correlation between that. And look at what happened during COVID. COVID happened and then everybody was getting pets, and then, oh, can you get pet insurance? But pet insurance doesn't cover anything. It's just chaos, complete chaos.
It doesn't work like health insurance. You pay it and then you have to like, everything's covered at a certain point. You pay it and then you actually have to pay for the service, and then they reimburse you a portion of the service.
Pet insurance is very much like private health insurance. If you buy into private health insurance, most of the time they're not going to cover pre-existing conditions and things like that. That's how pet insurance works, which is a shame because most people don't think to get pet insurance until they are faced with the costs of something that's gone wrong with their pet. And honestly, I didn't even know that pet care, some things cost as much as they did. When we had the issues with our cats, with the crystals in their urine, if it wasn't for our parents, we would have been screwed because we didn't have the money to pay all of that to help them.
Mm-hmm. And there's so many times when our animals got sick when we were living at the house, and we had barely any funds, and we had to settle their vet bills so that we could afford to take them to the vet.
Yep.
That's awful.
So we did. We lived paycheck to paycheck and hoped that our states would help us out, but they're just, they don't really care about us, which is not really a surprise. But yeah, I did hear this interesting fact that I don't know about that you guys have ever heard. There's two. So I heard one about our generation, the millennials, that 48% of us live paycheck to paycheck.
That's accurate.
That's almost half.
That's accurate.
It's unfortunate, but it sounds accurate. And I never would have thought growing up that many people that were in my generation, my age group, my class, whatever you want to call it from school, would be dealing with that. And that's not even saying based on the people that were there. That's just like, I thought all of us were going to get more opportunities than any of us.
We all thought that we were going to get whatever in the world. But also, I know we bashed them all the time, but Gen Z was also part of this same study, and 40% of them are, they claim to be anxious or have been diagnosed with severe anxiety that is constant. Like it's in a constant 24 hours. They're anxious.
I'm going to spiral a little bit on that. Gen Z also doesn't want to fucking work a 9-to-5. Let's be real.
I mean, that's come somewhat on where their anxiety comes from. Exactly. Having to find a job.
How am I going to survive without being an influencer?
Not all of them are influencers.
Please don't take away TikTok. Come on. Get a fucking job.
Away. We do know a particular Gen Z that needs to stop drinking. But anyway.
Mm-hmm. And stop telling lies.
Yes. But I digress. It's funny also that in that same breath when I was reading about this.
Oh, that we also know a 40-year-old that needs to do the same thing. Not the drinking part.
Well, things got dark there. In the same breath, I'm talking about that with the 48% of millennials and 40% of Gen Zs, only 6% want leadership roles.
I don't blame them.
I used to want a leadership role really bad. That was like my goal everywhere I would go. But now I agree with that. I don't know that I want a leadership role. I used to want to be in a leadership role so bad. And the more I've worked, the more I realize that maybe that's not exactly what I want. I've watched you be in leadership roles. I've watched other people be in leadership roles. And it's a lot. And if other people don't perform, you're the one who has to answer for it, not them. And also, sometimes you have to be the bad guy when you don't want to be.
Sometimes you have to clean the pool at 10 p.m. on a Saturday night.
That's right.
Or that. Although I am going to be in a leadership role now, so that's going to be interesting.
And I'm the lead at the fitness center. But I mean, we make it work.
And you have to clean the pool at 10 o'clock on a Saturday night.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes shit happens. And it's not often.
Did they shit in the pool?
No.
Is that why shit happens?
Please don't ever say that.
Somebody shit in the coats.
Don't even manifest that, okay? Because the second someone shits in the pool, I'm quitting. I'm not dealing with that.
But have you ever seen a turd in a urinal?
Oh, God. No, I don't want to.
I have.
But I remember. Terrifying. I remember, yeah. No, I don't want to see a shit in the fucking pool. If there's a shit in the pool, I'm walking out. I'm done.
Someone just takes a massive log, drops some timber in the water.
Somebody actually made me panic one day.
Mysterious.
Someone actually made me panic one day because there was a little black object in the bottom of the pool. And she was like, I think this is poop. And I was like, I think it's not, but thank you for whispering about it. And she's like, get the net. I'm like, okay. So I get the net. And guess what it was? It was a piece of rubber from somebody's goggles. It was not shit.
Oh my God. I couldn't deal with that.
This is like the whole you need to stay off WebMD thing. Don't jump to the worst conclusion.
No. She gave me anxiety whispering, I think it's poop. Come on. If it's poop, get the fuck out. Why are you standing next to it, pointing it out? Get out.
Hey, there's something black and brownish here. Do you think it's poop? I'll touch it with my foot.
Yeah, why?
She did. That was my thing. And she did.
Why are you touching with your foot? Oh, my God. It's not that sterile. The chlorine doesn't make you feel better. Maybe it does. I don't know.
Welcome to the Chronicles of Working in a Gym with a Pool.
Okay, so if that wasn't enough, now we're expected to learn from AI for our jobs.
Yes.
A lot of people are afraid, not necessarily me, that AI is going to replace their job.
No.
Not me. Nobody can teach fitness the way I can teach fitness.
But a robot can clean the pool.
The robot can clean the fucking pool. I'm all set with that.
Yeah, all the turds.
I'm not worried about it because I guess I should be because everyone thinks that I write their shit for them, but I don't. It's AI. And it's...
Wow, that promotion's going to go away real fast.
No, my bosses know that I use AI. Oh, no, they're the ones who told me to use AI. They love to comment that our overseas team is like just using stock images and AI generated content with no heart. But that's really me. I'm the one doing that. Our team is actually crafting stuff based on what they send in. So they're just racist assholes. Hmm.
So a lot of people are thinking that, yeah, it, like you said, there's no heart in it. However, AIs have now been programmed to show sympathy. I don't know if a lot of people have realized this with their home devices, their smart home devices, and we will leave them nameless. You know who they are. There's two different ones. One starts with an A and the other one starts with an S, which now you can make fluid genders. Anyway, moving on.
I like the voices. Sorry. Yeah. I just have to say that. I really like that you can change whatever accent it is.
Yes.
Mine is Irish because I find it soothing.
Mine is American because I couldn't find anything better.
And mine is the original like robot voice because I'm basic.
A lot of this is happening like in fear that not necessarily that they're going to take your job, but that they're taking the higher paying jobs. So a lot of people are using AI to train the new hires. And because they're doing that, they can bring them down in their pay scale because the AI covers that position of trainer now. So you don't need to pay that person $100,000 a year to train at a major corporation. So now you've lost that job. And so because the AI is training all your new hires, they're like bringing them in about $20,000 less than what they should be making.
Wow, that's awful.
Okay. I have opinions on this just based on like my schooling and stuff. I understand the use of AI in the workplace and in training and all that. And I think that it's beneficial. I'm not saying don't use it, but I don't think that it can fully replace a human being because you have to account for everyone's different learning type. You can't just assume that every single person you hire is going to learn the same way.
But what do you think the aptitude tests are for?
I'm just saying, I think that you need, some people need that human interaction and that explanation from a human and being shown in order to grasp something. And that maybe is not someone not being with the times, but I don't think we're fully there yet where everything can be done by AI or should be done by AI.
This comes to my whole background here that I'm thinking, I know you can blame it on the voices or you can blame it on me being a conspiracy theorist.
The voices.
But I think that the reason that they put out all of these zombie movies, these apocalyptic movies, there's always some truth to that. Maybe they think that there's a virus that they have that could potentially cause this issue. They're preparing you for when it releases. These are the things that I'm talking about. So are these movies not preparing us for the fact that AI might take over at one point?
Yeah.
No, I completely agree with that. I think
Do they not think that it's further along than we think it is?
It's definitely further along.
I was going to say, I think everything is typically further along than they let on. Think about what we found out about extraterrestrial life. We now know that it is like 99.9% proven to exist.
And they live in our oceans. So let's go back to that. I don't like the ocean. So I would like to say that I was first to not get in the fucking water. And now know that there's alien civilizations that live under there.
That's crazy.
But like, yeah.
I'm still going jet skiing.
Just that. That aspect alone, it's always just been like this fantasy idea for humans that.
But it comes from somewhere.
That's what I'm saying. I believe that everything has to come from some truth. Just like I believe there is some truth to the whole Lost City of Atlantis thing.
Yeah. I don't. There's historical writings that say that Atlantis exists. And do we know that it wasn't powered by alien intelligence? We don't. Now we know they're in the ocean, so they very well could have sunk the Atlantis city and they're all living down there in harmony and kumbaya-ing. Ever now. But also, it goes back to the Gen Z and millennials and generally everyone right now is more afraid of ChatGPT than they are of fascism, which is happening in our country right now.
Yeah, I'd say.
Where are our priorities? Like, how are you more afraid of the AI than the fact that you might not be able to vote or your birthright citizenship might be taken away?
Because so many of them don't realize it applies to them. And that's the problem. They don't care unless they think it affects them.
Or until it affects them.
And that's the exact definition of privilege. If you're not worried about it because it's not going to affect you, you are privileged.
Right. And just to spiral off that for a second.
Oh.
While we're talking about the fact that people don't realize anything until it affects them, can we talk about the drama that has ensued in our family as of recently?
Oh, geez.
I mean, I already brought it up a little bit.
Yeah, but we didn't go into detail here. Do you not realize, and I'm just going to say this as a general blanket statement, that if you, on our previous episodes, you know, because if you don't, just catch up. But I did do an opening about said asshole cousin not going to their birthday party. I want to point out right now that I have not missed a cousin's birthday. So that was simply just an opening. And because I just say crazy things because of the voices. Anyway, but if you feel like you're the asshole cousin, that says more about you. Why are you feel so guilty to make yourself the asshole cousin?
If the shoe fits, the shoe fits. I mean,
Cinderella. Right.
That's right.
So AI does help us a lot in organizing our episodes. So I'm not necessarily afraid of it. But it, sometimes it says something that are that's more witty. And we just look at it and we're like, this is whimsical. I'm going to use it. It's fun. Anyway, so that just to bring it right on back here, the fact that we use AI to help us get our thoughts out and figure out what we're going to talk about or how we're going to convey it to you guys, you shouldn't be afraid of it. It's not going to take your job. And it's only going to help you in the future. And to be honest, and what you guys are saying, only 1/3 of an AI training is actually adequate for humans.
Wow.
So I was right.
Yeah. So about 33.333% is actually enough for you to do your job, but it's also causing you to have a lower pay grade by just having that in the business. Isn't that nuts?
That's insane.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I don't think it's really something I've thought about before. I guess it makes me feel a little weird, but at the same time, I can understand it. It's there to help cut costs. It's there to help make things more efficient. So if it can, and if the person is still being paid a good amount of a livable wage for what they're doing, then I think it's okay.
What's a livable wage, though?
These days, I don't even fucking know.
We all make a what we consider a decent income.
But it's not a livable wage.
But it's not a livable wage as far right. as our state goes.
Yeah.
And so I can only imagine what the rest of the country is dealing with.
New York, California, I can't even imagine.
Can I tell you what I found out today, actually?
Yes, please.
Through the news, that Massachusetts is the second most expensive state to live in.
Yeah.
As of July 2025.
I believe it.
Yeah, it has been for a few years.
Yeah, I believe it. It's crazy here. You do one thing nice you can say about this state is you get what you pay for.
Right.
It's the best state to retire in and the worst state to retire in all at the same time because it's so expensive. So if you have the money, it's the best because you can get everything you need. But if you don't have the money, it's the worst because it's going to be one of the most expensive states to get what you need.
Yeah. But it also is one of the states that is one of the issues right now with the whole natural disasters that are going on and buying all of these spa treatments. Did you know this?
Oh, my God.
We are Massachusetts?
Yep. So, of course, we're all buying $200 head spa treatments now.
What the fuck is a head spa treatment?
I had a feeling that you guys wouldn't know.
I think I have an idea, but I might not have it right.
So before I jump into that, and I'll
rubbing your head?
Essentially, that's what I'm picturing, like scalp massages, hot oil treatment, stuff like that.
Somebody going to condition your hair for hours? What is this? I need to know.
So the biggest one right now is, they call it the Japanese head spa treatment. And it runs about $200. Oh. It's essentially a scalp facial.
Oh.
What the fuck?
Do they have to shave your head for that?
No. So like you guys were saying, it combines traditional Japanese techniques with modern hair care practices to cleanse, exfoliate, and rejuvenate the scalp.
Sounds like going to the salon.
It sounds like going to the spa and getting a massage for your head.
But doesn't
do the salt rub on your scalp now?
But doesn't a hairstylist do that when they're gonna cut your hair?
They when they wash. Shampoo you.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So isn't that the same thing? Why is it so expensive?
No idea. So I guess like the whole thing is to cleanse your scalp and just get rid of the impurities and dead skin cells.
But they make shampoo for that.
It's $7.97 as opposed to $200.
And if you're really worried about it, you can get a clarifying shampoo.
It's not just that. So apparently, you know how like you get the blackheads on your nose?
Yes.
So this is like to clean out the pores on your head.
You get blackheads on your head?
You do, actually.
What the fuck? Oh my God.
But it's to clean out the hair follicles so your hair can grow.
Oh, so if you're bald, you should go get this.
If you're bald, I think you're fucked either way.
But so why the fuck are people getting hair transplants?
Balding. When you can if do you're this. Balding, you I should go know. Get this.
I don't know, but apparently it's a big thing that's going on right now, and Massachusetts is one of the biggest culprits.
In Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Very interesting.
Also, in direct correlation to the Texas floods.
What?
Yes. So, since the Texas floods, the Japanese head spa treatments have gone up 8,400%.
In Massachusetts.
Not just in Massachusetts. This is a whole countrywide thing.
Well, wait, but how is that correlated to the floods? I don't understand.
Do we know how much they've gone up in Texas?
I think they've gone down, and that was not a dig. But I would say that natural disasters just in general all over the country, this is why I was saying it's a sympathy thing. Or
that's so weird. Guilt.
How is that sympathy? Like, it's you're not being... thing. You're not being sympathetic. Oh, they feel guilty, so they're getting a spa treatment?
They feel guilty, so it's their way of coping with the fact that they can't help them or don't want to. That would be my guess.
Interesting.
I'm very confused.
I don't get confused. This logic.
Please come rub my head and put things on it because I feel guilty about a flood.
Bully
I don't understand.
My scalp because someone had a flood and I feel really bad that I couldn't help them. Please, I'll spend $200 on it.
Yes, unfortunately, it's sad. 109 people died, and we're over here getting scalp massages to feel good about ourselves.
I don't fucking
I don't get this.
It doesn't make any sort of sense. But to add to your effect, Sean, there's a gummy explosion.
Right? What kind of gummies are we talking about?
CVG gummies. The market has exploded 847% since the floods.
847%
since the floods.
Wow. I believe, and I could be wrong about this, I believe CBG is good for like anxiety and depression.
I was just gonna say that it could have to do with anxiety and depression.
Anti-inflammatory, neuroprotective, glaucoma relief, antibacterial, mood anxiety support, appetite stimulant, pain relief. So that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, so that one is one that actually makes sense.
That does make sense.
But
oh, good for eczema.
Oh, I might have to try that.
Carissa needs some CBG gummies now.
Thank God you specialize in these things.
But also, you guys know about wellness retreats, obviously, and these adult retreats where you pay thousands of dollars for people to shut you up. Yeah, that's got an uptick, too. Since the Ukraine wars and the floods, we've gone up 347% in these adult summer camps, essentially.
What the fuck?
Do you guys think that's just adults looking for nostalgia because so many of them went to summer camp or wanted to go to summer camp, so like they find enjoyment from this?
But why would it be in correlation to a natural disaster? Oh, I want to go to summer camp because the rest of them might get blown up.
I don't know.
Hear me out for a second. So you're a teenager and you go to summer camp. I don't know because I didn't go to summer camp. This is all movie, TV show, like formulation in my head. Something bad happens at school, but you're going to summer camp. So you're getting away from that bad thing that happened because nobody from summer camp knows about school. So it's like an escape. So if something bad happens, they want to escape to some place where they feel like they have more control or less control.
But why would you do that as an adult when a natural disaster happens? I understand sending your kids away to summer camp and then you go up on a bender and start drinking for a week.
Oh, I didn't say I understood it. I'm just saying.
That could be a reason for nostalgic purposes, but wellness retreats are an escape and they feel like it's some sort of revolutionary thing, like, oh my god, I need to get away because I feel terrible of what just happened. But why are we also upticking it such a high percentage when somebody else literally doesn't have a home?
Yeah,
I don't get it.
On that topic, some people have so many homes and other people have none. It's really not right. It bothers me quite a bit.
So on a lighter note,
I got morbid.
Yeah. On a lighter note, do you guys know what book talk is?
I've heard about it, but I'm probably going to get it wrong, so I'll let you tell me.
Is it like book club?
In a way.
I was going to say that.
You read a book and you talk about it, right?
It's like the book side of TikTok, right? Where they discuss books.
Yes. And yes, you're both right. But book talk is essentially an escape with the erotic fan fiction that's going on.
Ooh, I like this.
Oh, it's like that girl from the show we were watching.
Yes.
With the fairies.
Yeah, there was a movie.
Tell me more. I'm intrigued.
So apparently they're on Book Talk, and this is not in correlation to the floods or anything like that. There has been an uptick since Trump took office, 9,500%. Book Talk has been upticking. And that is essentially these things that when you're scrolling through TikTok and you see them talk about, oh, these new books, they're only in special coverings for this, buy the whole set, five of them. Oh. If you like vampires on vampires, these two sexy men. Like,
I've
essentially
seen that.
Yeah, essentially this one for us, because we scroll through and you see so much gay content, we're getting all of these gay books that are popping up where it's two mermen, or it's like the Snow White, but as two men. One is the huntsman and the other one is the Snow White character.
Okay.
So these erotic fan fictions, they're talking about like having sex and each, and yeah.
Is this a new thing though? Or has it been around for a little while?
It's been around for a while, but it's becoming more prevalent when things are happening like this. So when people feel anxious or depressed, they go and turn to all these porn novels.
There was a reason I was asking, and it's because I feel like I remember back during the pandemic, I was getting a lot of these types of TikToks coming up for me when I first joined TikTok. And I that kind of correlates with people being depressed and everything in them.
During that time frame, yeah.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
That's why I was asking if it's been around for a little while. Sorry.
So you have to hashtag, I guess, Book Talk and go look for it. But it, based on your feed, your For You, it's going to recommend things for you. So the whole thing, I guess, about this is that they start cosplaying as these characters, which Sean was talking about.
Oh, wow.
And they're having this whole virtual reality conference where they all meet each other as these characters. They have
it's like an erotic Zoom call.
Yeah.
I also watched it too. It's from Ginny in Georgia. The girl that read the friend that reads the books and she dresses
the
like
fairy
the fairy friend. Yeah.
Oh, that's what that
that's
is?
That's what the, like, essentially it's like
no,
that, right?
Fairy core is just that. It's you but, dress up like fairies, do your makeup like fairies.
But hers was based on a book.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it is.
that's why I was correlating the two.
But to escape their reality, they're reading these instead of news.
The virtual orgy.
Essentially, yes.
That's wild.
I can get why the world is fucked up right now.
VR sales are up 833% since Book Talk took over.
Oh my.
And romance sales are up 52%.
Damn.
Wow.
So you got a lot of these people. So just do
it. Get it, girl.
Scroll through your feed or go in and search Book Talk.
I know what I'll be doing tonight at 1 a.m.
Let me know what comes up. Tag us. Send us a screenshot. It would be amazing to see what comes up for you. Mine is probably going to be men in thongs because I watch a lot of those dancing videos. But anyway,
I digress. Or the fat girls.
Oh, that is Instagram.
It always comes up for you.
Mine's going to be drag queens, I'm sure.
I've got nothing against fat women, but they're literally my entire Instagram for you. I don't understand.
And now they're doing the AI ones. Have you seen those? Sorry.
Yes.
I went way off topic, but they're doing the AI ones where the girl's like sinking ships.
Yes. I've been getting that.
Did you see
all different AI ones of the sinking ships?
I did show
a cannonball.
Did I show you guys the one on the jet ski?
Yes. Yeah.
How did she get so much air and then sink everything? I don't understand.
How much does she get so much air and then so much depth at the same time?
Exactly.
It's terrible. This AI thing is out of control.
It's so fun though. Yes. I like the little foods with the faces.
Yeah.
That eat the little pieces.
I love the Yetis.
Yeah, the Yetis are the best.
I haven't seen
and
those.
The gorillas.
The ones where they're doing hard drugs
in the woods.
Oh my God. gorillas I have seen.
I love the ratchet Yeti girls.
Oh, the one with the like blonde wig and
they
the nail.
They make me laugh so much.
They're basically like these, what would be a black woman. And they're talking about how the other one's a hoe and she's at this party around the campfire and she needs to leave because she had her baby daddy and all this stuff.
The Father's Day one was hilarious.
Yeah, they're crazy. You look them up.
See,
funny.
AI is fun sometimes.
I love the ones where it's the Yeti tripping balls in the woods. He goes, I just met these three raccoons and they told me doing 10 pounds of shrooms is child's play. So I'm going to do it now.
Oh, yeah. You shared that one with us.
I just found a new one today. It was this old lady and she was just reading questions from people and giving them the craziest responses. Like one was, he says I'm too high maintenance. Tell him you're too low budget.
I love the ones where it's the food service people.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And the people are yelling at them.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
They're like, well, you're what? You're one Big Mac away from a coronary or something like that. And then they're like, oh, yeah, this food is cold. Why don't you heat it up with that hot ass breath? I don't know. These people are going nuts. I want to hear what goes on in their minds.
For real.
They're having a good time and I like it. I'm here for it.
So before I touch on any more of this stuff, have you guys heard any crazy news from July 2025?
I know that there's been some stuff. I'm trying to think really quickly. Oh, I know that Superman made a big impact.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like it. I don't know why.
I feel like they said it went woke. But they don't remember that he was a big part of, in the comics, that he was fighting Nazis and stuff. He was always woke. He never was.
I don't understand. Woke is not a bad thing.
It's the people that it affects that want to make others think it's a bad thing.
It's just, honestly, it's somebody who's enlightened to the truth.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily mean, oh, I don't know. I feel like people are just using it in negative connotation. They don't even know what it means. I feel like that's a lot of things. Anyway, any other crazy news? I know Chris had something about Pilates that's going on in the fitness world.
Major industry shift. Reformer Pilates goes big. So I don't know. Pilates is becoming a big thing again.
I wonder if that has to do with the Audrey Hobart song. She's getting so good at Pilates.
It says Lifetime is piloting a new on-trend fitness, group fitness Pilates class. Why is that a thing? That was a thing when we were kids, but yeah. I don't know about now. It's weird. So apparently they're going to be doing live fitness classes on TV again.
Oh my God, those exist though?
They hadn't, as far as I knew, for years, which is weird, but Pilates is picking up again, and a lot of people are creating their own Pilates studios. And I know that's become a huge thing, and it's like body weight exercise. But it's not just body weight exercise. They're doing some weird contortion shit that I've seen reels, and I'm like, I would not go in there and do that. I'm sorry.
I used to do Pilates, and I used to do yoga when I worked in Boston. I feel like this is just a way. Like this whole thing on the TV is just a way for people to be able to do their Pilates and fart in their own homes.
Probably.
Can I tell you how many people during hot yoga would just let it rip because they get into an awful position?
People in the gym do that too.
Oh, see? It's not just Pilates. It's just a way of making it socially acceptable.
Yeah.
To blow ass when you're freaking doing downward dog.
If you shit yourself, then that's a problem.
You're at home at least.
Right.
True.
I think they're trying to get more people to work out at home just because a lot of people feel uncomfortable with their bodies or their weight and they don't want to walk into a gym. So maybe it's something to get them started. And it's if you have cable, then you can do it for free. Essentially, it's not free. You're paying for cable. But I think that's the idea behind it. But why now? You know what I mean? They had that in the 90s and then it went away.
Because something's happening in the world. Maybe there is a correlation.
See?
They're feeling
good
guilty.
Good point.
I have a couple crazy things really quick before we move on. There was some wild footage of a bee tornado.
What?
in New York.
What?
In New York. What part of New York?
Sorry, there's not footage, but there was a bee tornado. Midtown Manhattan was briefly engulfed by swarming, swirling bees. One NYU student described it as the actual realization of her biggest fear.
Okay. We've been sitting here talking about the apocalypse, and it's actually happening.
Yeah, I was going to say the last part of this. It's part of a wave of unusual insect activity across the U.S. this summer.
That's a little crazy, but also, just to touch on that, not necessarily a spiral. Do you guys know who Baba Vanga is?
No.
I think you do.
I know about her. You know a lot more.
So she's like this Bulgarian psychic. And she's predicted a ton of major events before she died. And she died, I want to say, back in the 40s or 50s.
Mm-hmm.
So she's predicted a lot of these future events that have happened, including the war and that's going on with Iran right now. It's not necessarily a war, but she predicted that there would be a major event that would change the face of Europe forever. And it happened in this year.
Oh, wow.
She predicted that that Trump would get into power, lose his power, and then be reelected. And then she also predicted that there would be a major outbreak of a disease that happened in 2020 that would disappear and return 10 years later.
That's crazy.
So if everything is correct, and a lot of them have come true and a lot of them have not.
Wow.
COVID will be back in 2030.
Well, it's still here.
But it's going to be worse and it's going to kill a lot more people.
It's insane.
But there is, the only reason I'm bringing this up is because there's also a Japanese psychic that's going around, and she wrote a book, I believe back in the 70s or the 80s. She wrote a book and it has been accurately predicting every major natural disaster and life event. She has not been wrong.
Wow.
And according to this year, that she said that there would be a major cataclysmic event that happens in the ocean between Japan and China, causing major earthquakes, tsunamis, and essentially changing the face of Japan forever.
Wow.
All of these people that have had tickets during this time period to fly to Japan are now canceling their tickets because she's predicted things so accurately.
That's insane.
I was going to say it was predicted for July 5th and it didn't happen.
Okay, so she got one thing wrong.
Because that was one of my crazy news things I had on here.
Maybe her timing was off.
Maybe.
It could be.
It could still happen.
Maybe it's August 5th. You don't know. Anyway, there's another one that's rising right now, another psychic, and I believe he's Italian, but he's predicted a lot of the same events. So we'll see what happens, but I thought that was crazy.
No, that is pretty crazy, to be completely honest. Just that there's anyone predicting anything that's actually happening is insane.
I wish The Simpsons predicted accurately for an event that was supposed to happen weeks ago.
I know.
But I digress.
So another crazy thing that has happened, let's talk a little bit about...
Sorry. Oh, why? Diaper rash?
Same.
The pliers you took away from me in the last episode?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm glad we took them away. The voices were talking. I know it.
I was going to say Master Chef scandal. Mm. There was two hosts, Greg Wallace and John Tarod. I don't know how you say his last name. Doesn't matter. They were both dismissed for an investigation, upheld multiple harassment and racism allegations. So fuck you guys for harassment and racism. No one needs that around.
But what were they racist for?
Was it the spices they were using? Let's be real.
I think that we all heard that joke where it was the...
Turmeric.
The Indian people that were talking about, you stole all of our spices.
Yeah.
And you still don't know how to season food.
That was one of the best jokes I've ever heard.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand how you... I don't understand racism in general.
Neither do I.
I don't understand how... I know this is really awful to say, but I'll explain why. I don't understand how you can be racist when we're all of the human race. Are you not being ethnicist? At that point, you don't like someone because of their ethnicity.
I see what you're saying.
We're all human. We're all of the human race.
I don't think many humans are smart enough to think about it like that.
Hate is taught.
Yes. It is an inherited behavior. It's not inherited. It's taught.
It's a learned behavior.
Yeah. Once you're taught to hate someone or a certain group of people, it's very hard to see it any differently.
Yeah, it's just like you with your tags.
No, that's different. You hate my tags. I love my tags.
Yeah, I hate the sound that your tags make. Yes, exactly.
I don't know how he hears that.
No one does.
I don't ever hear. I never know when you're doing it. And then he's like swearing at you. Anyway, that's besides the point.
That's making me sound like I'm abusive.
No, he just likes to swear.
I'm from Massachusetts. It's how we show our love. But anyway, in light of these events, I know it's been a pretty serious episode. But so we've also given a lot of aid. So that should make you feel happy and fuzzy.
Yay.
America has donated up to 400% of the aid for the Israel-Gaza war. They have donated this 400% to Gaza to help their people. So we also have donated to the Texas floods for 100%. So all of this is included, the Texas floods, the Ukraine war, and the Gaza-Israel war, Palestine. We have donated on behalf of these people that are going up 400%, which is really cool.
Wow.
Wow.
We also, I had a little bit of in my throat.
And why don't you drink some more of God's water?
I'm sorry.
Jesus Cristo.
The water makes the voices talk more. But also our local community engagement is up 67%. So we're actually talking to each other, which is cool.
Nice.
And little tidbit here should also make you feel warm and fuzzy. We have been building community gardens in neighborhoods.
That's awesome.
That is up 112%.
That's really nice.
Yeah. So we're trying to feed each other, even though, little spoiler alert, and I know this is going to be morbid, but there should be no issue with homeless in this country. I don't know if you two are aware of this. There is essentially 3 homes to every 1 homeless person. So there's 3 homes that are abandoned and available to every homeless person in this country.
That's fucking disgusting.
That's insane.
Yes. So there should be no homelessness because we literally have excess homes to give them.
That is just proof that a capitalist society, economy, whatever you want to fucking call it, is not necessarily the best thing.
Right. It's not.
It's just not.
Because when you give somebody the ability to make as much money as they want, it doesn't necessarily correlate to the fact that they're going to give to people to help them better their lives.
Exactly. You're giving them the opportunity to be greedy.
What happened with Bezos?
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the richest people in the world. And what did he do? He shot Katy Perry into space.
And she kissed the fucking ground.
When she got back. She lost her damn mind up there in the stratosphere.
I'm sure she did.
And she came back and she was yelling at her fans and talking about how her husband is hers and
not anymore.
Yeah. And then they got a divorce.
Maybe she got abducted.
I guess she wanted.
She got probed.
I guess he wanted that fan from anal the front row.
I mean, she's a California girl, so.
Anal probing.
They must have loved it.
She doesn't sing like that.
Yeah. The Indian summer thing. What is it? Thinking of You? That's the name of the song. I don't remember. We heard so many of her songs growing up.
I think that's what it was.
Firework, right?
Yeah. No, that wasn't the one where she's like, you're like an Indian summer. I think it's Thinking of You.
Oh, I can remember.
Yeah, it has to be Thinking of You.
But they ripped into her. This is funny, though, because this was Gen Z that was ripping into her on TikTok. And it's these are the sounds of us growing up. I remember Katy Perry was splashed all over the news.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah. MTV, when we used to watch music videos before going to school, she was like every other music video.
They played her music in the club too, the gay club. Remember?
Yes.
Her first song, her first hit.
I Kissed
hit.
A Girl.
Yeah.
I Kissed a Girl.
And I liked it.
Yeah.
I should have known I was gay.
I think we all knew.
Except me.
Yes. Before you admitted it.
I had no idea.
Yeah, you're right, Peter. It's thinking of you. I just looked it up.
I know my gay Katy Perry things, and I wish I was not a Katy because I'm not. Anyway, I am a Gaga. But anyway, is there anything that you guys want to let our listeners know?
Yeah, vote for us for America's Favorite Couple. We're currently in third place, so.
I'm not part of this couple.
Yeah, it's Peter and I, but Chris has been supporting us and sharing our vote link.
And I vote every day.
Vote for us.
So you guys know. I don't know if I told you that.
Because if we win, the podcast wins.
Yeah, yes.
If we win, the podcast turns into a podcasting studio.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty much.
But yeah, I think I don't have anything.
I do. Please stop using ChatGPT to create your fucking workouts. It's not real.
So that goes back to what I was saying earlier. Like, I don't think you can trust AI with everything because I don't think that you could trust AI to teach someone how to work out because only to an extent, because you can't be there to like fully watch and make sure they're doing the things in the correct form.
Right. But not only that, it's not giving proper rest periods and it's also not giving you things that are tailored towards your goals.
And everyone is so different.
Yes. It's not individualized, essentially.
You are going to find this interesting, though. I do agree with you. And I watched a video today of a fitness influencer. And he did an entire AI workout. And did you know that the camera on the phone, it's actually watching you?
No way.
Your form. Yeah.
Really?
And
that's impressive.
Your form is great. Or you change your elbow to this position or something like that. And he's like, how do you know what I look like? They go, when you ask the question, I have access to your camera.
Okay, I don't like that at all.
That's so crazy.
That's creepy.
But he did say that it doesn't account for a lot of things, like you said. So,
right.
But he said that like the first half of the workout was great.
I'm sure that it can be very useful, but it doesn't fully account for everything. Like you've got to know where its limitations are.
Right.
Yeah.
There's only so much that it can do because for me, I'm going to spiral a little bit, but for me, when I do a consultation with somebody, I have to find out injuries and things like that. ChatGPT mm-hmm. can't do that.
Right. It'd be amazing if it could.
Now it might.
It might eventually.
I mean, it can take do a picture. Some of those right. things to an extent. Like when I ask it for certain things, it will ask me questions if it doesn't have enough information. But it can never fully accommodate for everything that necessarily needs to be considered because it's always going to do the most logical thing before right. it does the most human thing.
Yeah. It's not human. So
you can't. Yeah.
Not yet, anyway. But that is well on its way. Did you see the whole Musk, their robots that they released?
No.
No.
I hate that man.
Yeah, apparently Kim got one of them.
Who got one of them?
Kim Kardashian.
Of course she did.
So she got one of them and it's, I don't know how to describe it. You're going to have to look it up. Everyone at home, you're going to have to Google this. It's like a silver robot, essentially. Tesla makes them. And I don't know how to describe it. It's crazy, but it has the technology to do like tasks and stuff for you. Yeah, it looks humanoid. It's weird.
It looks like Tron.
Yes, yes, yes.
They're called Optimus, also known as TeslaBot.
Yes, yep.
I don't like it.
It's designed to be a general purpose robotic assistant. Potentially performing tasks considered dangerous, repetitive, or boring for humans.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
I can do the dishes and vacuum my home.
What the fuck does it need to do for Kim Kardashian?
This.
Yoga. I'm pretty sure she has that covered.
Or this. A full kick to the throat.
Oh, great.
So why does it walk like that?
Oh.
Did you see the video of it walking? No. Look at this. Yeah,
it's crazy.
It looks fucking psychotic.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it like marches.
It looks like something out of Silent Hill.
But the fact right. that it can stand upright should tell you they're very close.
That's just like that movie. It's exactly what you were saying.
Wait, they have
the movie with Will Smith.
They have female versions and male versions.
Oh, yeah. Jesus
robot
Christ.
Robot comb boobs.
That's what I was going to say. Robot peen.
Very strange.
How do you tell? They're all wearing underwear.
They look the same to me.
They look the same to me. They're non-binary, okay?
It's got a touch button.
That works, whatever.
When you touch it, sensitive areas, that's how you know.
Don't touch it, snow, no square.
So do you have anything else before we wrap up?
No.
No, we went on another tangent here.
So we just spent an hour calling ourselves out and somehow felt better about it. I don't know about you. I feel better.
I do.
If you're having a small existential crisis about your expensive wellness addiction right now, you weren't paying attention. Look, you're not broken for buying the face mask while the world burns. You're human. The system is fucked. Not you. They want us to think that we can have an individual solution or a way out of our collective problems. So keep doing your skincare routine, but also check on your neighbors. Vote in local elections. Show up. The most radical thing you can do is build community. So while we're living through the great unraveling, but we're doing it together, the most beautiful form of resistance there is. I'm Peter with Carissa and Sean. Thanks for spiraling with us through the Apocalypse and Avocados 30th official episode. Keep it chaotic, keep it real. And remember, we're all just trying to survive July 2025. With decent skin and some sanity. Stay hydrated, stay angry, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.